Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Hagaon Rav Chaim Meir ben Rav Yechezkel Eliyahu. And we're going to be discussing the inyan of a person who has a parrot in his house or another type of animal. Is he allowed to eat before his animal eats? This is obviously connected to this week's parsha, as we're going to see. And this is based on Torah of Hagaon Rav Chaim Meir Horowitz, Shlita, the Shikov Rebbe. In Brachon Daf Mem Amud Aleph, it says, "Amiram Rab Asur L'Adam Shiocha Kol Nishitein Machal Behemta." So Asur for one to eat before he feeds his animal. Shenayim Unasati Esav Vesadcha Lemtecha, first to your animal, and then Vachalta Svata, then you eat. In Gittin Samach Beis it says, "Amiram Rab Asur Lola Adam Shiyitam Kulum At Shiyitein Machal Behemta." So Asur for a person to taste. In Brachos it says Shiyochel, here it says Shiyita. He's not allowed to taste anything until he gives his animal. And the Gemara brings the same pasuk, V'nasati Yesev, and then V'achalta V'sadcha L'vimtecha, then V'achalta V'savata. The Rambam doesn't copy the words of the Gemara, the Rambam just writes at the end of Hilchos Avodim that Chachama Harishonim Ayinosim L'Evid Mikol Tavshi L'Tavshli Ochlin U'makdimim Mazon Abahemus V'Avodim L'Sudas Atzman. So the Chachama Harishonim would give the Evid whatever they eat, and they would first give their animals to eat, and the Ravadim, and then they would eat themselves. The Kesef Mishnah writes, one of the Makaras, the Rambam, is the Gemara in Gittin. So we see the Rambam holds that it's only Midas Chasidus, that's Chachamim HaRishonim, but not Mikar Adim, but that's very difficult to understand, because the Gemara says, Asur, and the Nishmas Adim was already Meir, and this Nakud and Klal Hei, and Osir Aleph, why the Rambam says that it's just a Midas Chasidus, when the Gemara says that it's Asur, the Makan Avram, and Simon Reisha Ayin Aleph, Sif Katan Yud Beis, writes in the name of the Aran Rutenberg that it's an Isser Torah to eat before your animals. And he writes that for this reason, if a person says Al Tils Yadayim, and then he says Hamotzi, and then before he eats, he says, first we have to give to our ox. So it's not a hefsek, because Midaraisi is not allowed to eat until he gives his animal. And that's why you're allowed to say Gavu L'Torah. If it was only Midivrei Sofrim, it would be a hefsek. That's the Chiddush of the Magen Avraham. Ishvusiyankiv and Chelik Gimel, Simon Yud Gimel writes that the Drash of Achalta V'Svat is just an Asmachta, and it's not an Isser Torah. So we have a machlokas whether it's an asmachta or an iser Torah. The Taz, Kuf Zamach Zayin, Sifkat Zayin writes that we only find an iser Bo'echel Pas, that's Achila Kvua. But if somebody is tasting, that's mutter before he gives his animal to eat, and he's medayik from the pasuk ve'achalta v'savat, it has to be actual eating, and not just tasting. Tasting you're allowed to do before you give to your animal, it has to be Achila Kvua, that's aser, and not that it says in Gittin, a lashon of Te'ima, it's lav dafka. But from the Magen Avraham, he's medayik. Prima Gadim is Medayik, that in the Mishpat Sotzav, that even Te'ima is Aser, even tasting is Aser, before you give your animals to eat. The Nishmas Adam, who we mentioned before, wants to bring the Shitas together, and he says that if a person's Kovei Atzmo L'Su'uda Kvua, then it's Aser Afilu Te'ima. Once a person's sitting down to eat, even tasting is Aser before his animal. But if he doesn't want to eat a Su'uda Kvua, just some tasting outside the context of a Su'uda, that's Mutter. The Magen Avraham and Kuf Zamach Zayin brings in the name of the Sefer Chassidim that Linyan Shtia, a person precedes his animal, and he proves it from the Pasuk. Shtei, first you drink, V'gam Gamalecha Eshke, and I'm also going to give your camels to drink. So it's Muchach that a person precedes the camels. The Chasim Sofer and the Gilyon writes that it's also Muchach from the Parashin Schukas. V'shkisa say to give the community to drink. And then V'espi'iram, and then it says their animal. And l'chora, that's also Shitas Hataz, because he writes that Te'ima is mutter before your animal, so certainly Shtiyah. The Rachayim HaKadosh in our Parsha, the Pasuk of Gam Gamalecha, and also in Parsha Schukas, and Vishkisa Seidavis Biram, writes that even though it's us for a person to eat before he feeds his animal, that's only B'makom, like a Sakana Utsar. If there's no Sakana Utsar, you're not allowed to eat before your animal. But if it's a Makom Sakana Utsar, you precede your animal, and it's Mukhach that he holds that even Shtiyah is Usr before one gives his animal, because he says the heter is, he says it on the pasuk of the gam legamalecha, that it's one isn't allowed to go before one's animal. Just the only heter is b'makom sakana or tsar. So you see from the Orachaim HaKadosh that he'll even shtiyas aser before your animal, that's the makom sakana or tsar. The Ksav Sofer and the Chuvis and Aruch Chaim Siman Lamed Beis brings the name of his father, the Chasim Sofer, to be doicha the raya that Chassidim, Sefer Chassidim brings from Rivka, that you're allowed to drink before your animals, because it's dafka, your own animal, it's aser to eat before. You're not allowed to eat before your own animal, but if somebody else is giving, let's say it's somebody else giving you to eat, so if it's me feeding my animal, I gotta give my animal first, but if somebody else is giving me to eat, then that person's allowed to give me before he gives my animals. So that's why Rivka wasn't chayv to makdim the gemalim before Eliezer, because she's giving them to drink. If it was Eliezer, he would have to give his camels to drink first. But since it's Rivka giving, then Rivka can give it to Eliezer first. He give a person first. And the Kasav Sofer explains that it says in the pasuk Vishkisa Seidav Es Biram, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the water to Moshe, and then he gave it to the Jewish people. And therefore, that's why a person comes before Rabbeinu. Vishki says, hey, Dine, I want you, Moshe Rabbeinu, first to give the water to the community, and then to the congregation, and then to the animals, because if you're giving it to somebody else, then that you're allowed to give to the person first. And the Imre Noam Vishikov, in our Parsha, in Maimer Chof, he says on his own, the Svar of the Chasim Sofer, and he explains beautifully the Lashon of the Pesukim. So in explaining that the reason of the Chasim Sofer, that in drinking you come before your animal, we find two reasons why drinking, remember the Sefer Hasidim says that when it comes to drinking, you come before your animals, as we find by Rivka. So we see not everybody agrees with that, because maybe it's talking about not your own animal, somebody else's animal. But Sefer Hasidim says that Bishtia, you're before your animal. So the question is why? The Yad Ephraim and Simon Kuf Samach Zion writes that a person is not allowed to assume himself to be such a great tzaddik, because sometimes he's only eating b'schus the behemoth, like it says in Bereishis Rabbah and Parsha Lamed Gimel. So dafka achila, that you need matar shamayim lirvos pnei tevel tenuva. So the rain, you need to water the crops, and then the crops are food. So crops, the Gemara says, rain, the Medrash says, that we mentioned Parsha Lamed Gimel and Bereishis Rabbah, yardim b'schus the behemoth. Aval inyan shtia. Shemaim Rabma Pnei Adam, you don't need it from the heavens, you can get it from the earth. You go to the local river, so you can go to the ocean, so drink from there. So Lav B'schus HaBehemis Talya Milsa, and Memela, since it's not B'schus HaBehemis, you come first. When it comes to eating, that's B'schus HaBehemis maybe, so the Behemis come first. The Ma'aril Tzintz, this is really good for ASPCA people, a lot of covet for animals. The Ma'aril Tzintz, and the Malah Omer in our parasha writes, that B'shtia, when it comes to drinking, Adam Kodim. When it comes to drinking, man comes first. Why? Because we drink a little bit, and animals drink a ton. So therefore, since there's less tircha by us, you drink first. But when it comes, because we don't want to make you do so much tircha, to get your animals to drink, we can drink without tircha. When it comes to eating, that our eating requires a lot more tircha and hachana than an animal's eating, there, the animal comes first, because you always have to do first what requires the least tircha. Beautiful. Those are the two reasons. So Rav Horowitz Shlita, the Sheikh of a Rebbe, said a beautiful nafkamina between these reasons, because we have to be done if a person needs to eat and his animal needs to drink. Who's first? According to the Yad Ephraim, L'chor Ashtiyas HaBehema Kodemis. Why? Because since your achila is b'schus ha-behemis, so you have to do it for the behemah first. Before you eat, you have to give to the animal. So the animal has to drink, but you're only eating out the animal, so first give the animal his drink. But according to the Maril Tzintz's reason, that he says that it's tali and tircha, whatever's less of a tircha you do first, could very well be that if you have to eat and the animal has to drink, that they're both big tirchas, right? Man's eating and animals drinking are both big tirchas. So memela, it could be that man comes first. The Shelas Yaivitz in Chelek Aleph Simen Yud Zayin, brought by the Shari Tshuva, Siv Katan Tes, says that if we're talking about a dog, there's no chiyuv midina to be makdim mizonos. Why? Because the dog, he goes into the garbage, he takes out the bones, and if he's hungry enough, gloli bola, I don't want to translate that, but he'll eat anything. And he doesn't need so much food, like it says in the Gemara in Shabbos, Gufnan Hay. Yodei Kadosh Baruch Hu Mekelev Shem is an Osef Mawatim. Nevertheless, lechatchila, you should still be makdim your kelev, but not meikar adin. Meikar adin, they don't have to be makdim your kelev. So now, that's an interesting shaylus yavitz. What would be the din where you have a baal chai that's not yours? You're renting it. Sachor etzla. Sachor etzla. You're renting it. Is there also a chiv to be makdim his achila, the animal's achila to your achila? So lechor etz talay if schiris is kanya. Is schiris kone? Is a renting, does it acquire to become yours or not? If we say it's not kone, so we can say there's no chiv to be makdim his achila. So you're not allowed to cause him to starve him. It's tzar baal chayim, but there's no chiyuv to be makdim his nesanos because he's not yours. But we pass in schiris is lo kanya min haTorah. It's not kona min haTorah. And even though the magen Avraham and Reish Mem Vav Sif Kon Ches brings that goes hashri that lechumra schiris kanya. Nevertheless, that's only midrabanan, but midaraisa schiris lo kanya. And so writes the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Meikar Adin, Schiris Lokanya Fil Lechumra, but Nachon Lahachamer Bimidi Dairaisa. But Meikar Adin, Schiris is not Kone. However, it would appear that since the Yisod Achiyot Vimakdim Achilas Beimel Achiloso is Al Tzar Bali Chayim, like the Yavitz Rhodes, that because of Tzar Bali Chaim, you have to give your animal before you give yourself, and therefore by a dog it doesn't apply. So if so, according to us, that Tzchiris is not Kone, since the Behemah is not Brishus HaMaschir, Ela Brishus HaSocher, and he has a Kenyan Tzchiris, Midrabanan. So he has to be doig for the mizonos of the animal first. And we can prove this for what the Sefer Chassidim says from Eliezer and Rivka. If we say that we require that the animal has to be yours, so if so, Eliezer wasn't the owner of the animals. He had it in Shomer. So how does the Sefer Chassidim learn from there that by drinking you can give another person a drink before the animals? There Eliezer Bechlau wasn't his animals. So you see that if it's Bereshuso, you have to feed them. And therefore there's going to be a chiyuv of to give him to eat before you eat yourself. So again, if the yisod of the chiyuv to be makdim achilas behema is tzar bali chayim, so even if you hold schiris isn't kona, b'seder, you weren't kona the animal, but the maskir doesn't have the animal, now the socher is the animal, and he has, it's in his permitted possession, he has a derabban and he has a kinyan schiris, right? He has responsibility for this animal, he made a rabbinic acquisition of this animal, so how could he starve the animal? He has to be makdim the achil of the animal, so there's no tzar bali chayim. And the raya is that the Sefer Chassidim uses the model of Eliezer and Rivka. That how do you know that when it comes to somebody else, you can give, that somebody else can give you the person before the animals from Eliezer and Rivka? It's not a raya from there at all, because these weren't Eliezer's animals, Bichla. It's only your own animals you have to give to eat, but these animals weren't Eliezer's. The answer is no. That since Eliezer was responsible, they were his animals. They were his animals. And yet, that's why the Sefer Chassidim brings a raya. And yet, Rivka gave him first. So it must be that you can eat before your animals, if you can drink before your animals, if somebody else gives you. But again, this is all predicated on the understanding that Eliezer was responsible to give his animals first. So you see that even if they're not mamish yours, but you're just responsible for them, you're socher, you have to give your animals first. The Ksaf Sofer and the Chuvas and Archaim Lamed Beis is mistapik if by Sudas Mitzvah you're also not allowed to eat before your behemah. Because other Abba, you have to be makdim, so he's a makdim in the mitzvahs. So if that's the case, then we can give a new reason why it's the inality before you give your animal teeth, that since it's a mitzvah to feed your animal. Al tzar balei chayim, So it's a din, obviously, that you should be makdim a mitzvah l'rishus. And therefore, if a person is going to eat and do his mitzvah, so then he could be makdim to giving the animal. Because your mitzvah, this person has a mitzvah to do now, there's no mitzvah for the animal to eat, so therefore be makdim your achila to the achila of the animal. So, these were just some thoughts on the inyan of feeding your animal, and obviously there's a lot more to say, but this is a te'ima kala. So it would seem that if the whole reason is al tzar balei chayim, then it's mistaber that it doesn't matter whether it's shtia or te'ima, anything. You have to give your animal first. You don't have to be mitzarim. So, you see here the amazing sensitivity that we have for animals. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, and most beloved.